My arms reach out to her, pleading with her to take me back into her arms and tell me I can stay. But she swats them back with a quick slap.
Now go!
She turns me around by the shoulders and bends down to give me a hard swat on the butt, pushing me away. Keem is already walking away from us with his eyes looking ahead and his back rigid. Chu follows slowly behind him, her sleeves continuously wiping her eyes. Reluctantly, I drag myself away from Ma and catch up with them. After a few steps, I turn around and see that Ma has already gone back into the hut. Gek sits at the door, watching us leave. She lifts her hand and waves to me silently. We have all learned to be silent with our emotions. The farther I am away from the village, the more my anger overtakes my sadness. Instead of missing Ma, my blood boils with resentment toward her. Ma doesn't want me around anymore. Pa took care of us and kept us together. Ma cannot do this because she is weak, like the Ankar says. The Ankar says women are weak and dispensable. I was Pa's favorite. Pa would have kept me home. Ma has Gek. She has always had Gek. She loves Gek. It is true that Gek is too young to leave, but I am not yet 8. I have nobody. I am completely alone. The sun climbs to the backs of our heads, scorching them. The gravel path burns and digs into the soles of my feet and breaks through the hard calluses. I move off the gravel to walk on the grass. June is only the beginning of the rainy season, so the grass is still plump and green. In November, the grass will shrivel up and become sharp like pins. The soles of my feet are so thick and calloused that not even the pin grass can cut through them. However, when the grass is tall, like it is now, the blades cut my skin like paper. It has been a long time since I have worn shoes. I don't remember when I stopped. I think it was when we arrived in Rolip that they burned my red dress. In Phnom Penh, I had black buckle shoes that went with my school uniform. The soldiers burned those, too. Soon it is time for Keem to go off on his own path. He stops us and again repeats Ma's instructions without emotion. Although he is only 12, his eyes have the look of an old man. Without words of goodbye or good luck, he turns and walks away from us. I want to run to him and put my arms around him, hold him the way I held Pa and Cave in my mind. I don't know if or when I will ever see him again. I don't want to bear the sadness of missing him. With my hands clenched into fists by my sides, I stand there and my eyes follow his body until I can no longer see him.